If you'd like to follow along with us for a few moments of time, and I do appreciate the songs that have been sung. Most of all, that stirs up in our hearts, as Jack said earlier, stirs up in our hearts the remembrance of all that God has done for us along this journey. If it wasn't for Him, we'd have nothing. You could have the whole world, but if you didn't have Him, you'd still have nothing. But with Him, we have all things whatsoever we have need of in this life and in the life to come. Ephesians, the second chapter, go with me, if you would, down, excuse me, reading verses 11, 12, and 13. Second chapter of Ephesians, verses 11 through 13. He says, "Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." And stop reading there with verse 13. Tonight, I'd like to take our thought from the 11th verse, the second word, where he says, remember. I think sometimes we forget where God brought us from. I think sometimes that we forget the price that He paid so that we could have the life that we have today through Him. We forget that we were out in the world, as He says in the Scripture, that we had no part of the covenants of promise. We were not included in the promises that He made unto His people. And we had no hope. I think about that there is nothing worse than a person that has no hope. A person in his life that has no hope for tomorrow. No hope for things to ever change or get better. They've tried and they've tried, and instead of their situation getting better, it only gets worse. Have you ever seen anybody who's given up hope? The face, you can look in their eyes and just see the despair that they have. And I think we ought to remember that once we were in that same situation, when we was faced by God's word with conviction, we was there hopeless. The word was preached to us and told us that we was lost. You know, the preaching of the gospel brings us to the knowledge that we are lost. Before you can ever get saved, you must first realize you are lost. The word showed us how hopeless that we really was. That no matter what kind of joy we may have had in the world, no matter how good our life may have been, especially for some of those that got saved later on in life, it revealed to us that everything that we thought we had our life banked on was going to let us down. And that we was bankrupt. We was broke. We was desperate because we did not have Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives. Hopeless in the state that we was, and we were without God in the world. I've made this statement many times over the years of preaching. You can live your whole life without God. You don't have to have God. God does not force Himself upon anybody. But when it comes time to die, you better have God. Otherwise, you will go to that awful place that was created for the devil and his angels. We were without God. I want every one of us tonight to think about all the blessings that God has given to us. everything that you count as valuable in your life. I want you to look at those and remember that it was not us that made that possible, but it was God that made that possible. Without Him, we'd have nothing. We'd have nothing. Every blessing we have is come from God. Everyone. And many of us today, we look at our life and we see that, Lord, you gave us all the right tools. You put us in the right places. And you made our life what it is today. I give all credit for everything in my life to God. Amen. Amen. People say, well, it was your talents or your skills or your intellect or education. No, it was God. God gave us this. And whatever God gives us, He gives us it to put it to work for Him, that we might be able to lift up His name and proclaim to a lost and dying world that you don't have to live another day without God. Just remember, He died for them just like He did for us. Sometimes I believe Christians, if we're not careful, we'll look at sinners and look down upon them. The Bible teaches us not to be lofty or high-minded, because we was once in the same situation they're in. If anything, we ought to have compassion and mercy and say, Lord, talk to them and touch their hearts. I don't like their sin, but I love their soul. God didn't say that we had to like their sin and that we had condone it or to go along with it, but He said that we ought to tell them about sin, but still love that soul that is so precious. And you know how precious it is? Jesus died for them just like He did you. We need to remember where God brought us from. I was down in the miry pits of hell, and God pulled me out. He pulled you out. You say, was you really in hell? Once you come to the age of accountability and you know that God has spoken to you, if you was to die, hell would be your eternal home. The only way that you can get out of the grasp that the devil has on your life is by calling upon the one who paid the price that we could have life and have it abundantly today. I remember where God brought me from. I have a story like the prodigal son. I have a story that when I got down and I was at my lowest point, and yes, there's been low times in all of our lives, but I don't believe anybody has ever been as low as it was the night that you was under conviction or I was under conviction. God spoke to you and He showed us exactly how far away from Him we was. And it was a journey that I could not take by myself. But the Lord spoke to me and says, I'll walk with you. Amen. I believe the moment I stepped out, I was just as saved then as I was when I got up from the altar, because God looked at my obedience to His word. By faith, I stepped out and God showed up. I don't remember the rest of the steps, but I know the Lord saved my dying soul. We need to remember that we are not of this world. We're in it, but we're not of this world. As Abraham of old said, we are just pilgrims and strangers. We're passing through. And how many of us feel like tonight our journey is getting faster? It's getting faster. I look around me in this world, I'm not going very far in the world. But if you could see our spiritual journey, how many of you feel closer home tonight than you did on Sunday? And we are closer home. With each passing hour, we are closer home than we was the hour before, or the day before, or the month before. We need to remember that it was God that did all of this just for us. And not forget. I think some people have forgotten what God did for them. Look around us today. Not many people want to go to church and thank the Lord for what he's done for them. You say, you act like every time we come to church, we ought to thank him. Not just every time you come to church, but every day you ought to thank him. Lord, you woke me up this morning. You gave me health and strength. I'm on the green side of the sod. And I'm able to get out. I'm not restricted because God has blessed us. We need to remember all that he has done for us. Tara made mention about her mother, and I thank God for that. We need to remember he's not just a God that saves us, but he's a God that watches over us and keeps us every day of our life. He watches us. And he's got angels around about us. People say, I can't see them. I can't see them with the natural eye. But every once in a while, I can feel the flutter of the wings. Oh, that's good, ain't it? I can feel the presence of the angels. And I just have to look up and say, thank you, Lord. How many times that he's come to our rescue. We have to remember that before we got saved, and even as we was growing as a born-again child, we was dark in understanding of God. I'm still learning, aren't you? Sharon and Rob sing that song, Learning to Lean. The older I get, the more I understand. I can't do anything. But he can do everything. He can do it all. We were dark in understanding. We didn't understand what loss meant. We didn't understand what being saved was all about. And I'll confess tonight for myself, there's still a lot about this book I don't understand. And I used to say, Lord, when we get to heaven, would you just go in detail and reveal it unto us? But I believe when we get there, just seeing it will reveal it all to us. And besides that, we won't have any questions when we get there. Amen? Amen. And I've heard some say that when we get there, we'll see all the ones that went before us, and we'll see all the apostles and all those that walk with Christ in the Old Testament, and we'll see their crowns, and we'll see our crowns, and we'll look at theirs, and we'll share our testimonies about how we made it through. You know what we would be sharing? I made it by the blood of Jesus Christ. We need to remember that we were saved because he was willing to drink the bitter cup so that you and I could stand up on a Wednesday night and say, I'm saved and on my way to heaven. There's no doubt in my mind that I'm saved. Because I remember the place that it took place. I used the same word twice, didn't I? But I remember the place. For many years, and I still don't know the exact date, but I have it written down at the house in my other Bible. I didn't know the exact date for a long time. But I believe that I could almost take you to the spot where I bowed down and I asked the Lord to save my soul. The building is gone. There might be something else there. I haven't driven by there in years. Someday I'm going to, just to see the place. That piece of dirt doesn't mean anything to anybody else. But it's special in my heart because I remember I went down a sinner, but I was resurrected in a newness of life. And as long as I'm in my right mind, I believe that memory will stay with me all the days while I'm here upon this world. He says in verse 18 and also in the second chapter in the 12th verse, we have to remember that we were ignorant of God in our former state. I grew up in church. My dad got saved when I was 2 years old. I didn't know that till one time he was up here and he was preaching and he made mention he got saved in 1962. Now, I say I was 2 years old. I could have been 1 and a half, 1 and 3 quarter, but let's just go with 2. I knew the Bible verses as far as the little stories. I knew about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I knew about Daniel. I knew about this little light of mine. I knew the stories about all the biblical stories about all the ones that walked before Christ, all the healing. I knew those. Father Abraham, I knew that. But when I met the Lord, I realized I didn't know anything. Because this book has a lot in it. I didn't know anything. You could recite the whole Bible, but if you don't know God, you're still ignorant of God. And there's a lot of them out there today. He said that in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 that we need to remember that we were blind in heart. The devil had us blinded. Did anybody else, when the Lord spoke to your heart, the devil would come and tell you you're going to lose your friends, you're never going to have another good time, this is all a hoax? That's what he told me. See, he had me blinded. But you know what the Word of God did? It took those blinders off and revealed to me that this Word is true. I may not understand it, but I believe it from cover to cover. And we have to remember that it was God who opened it up to us and gave us the wisdom that we have of his word today. He said also, and this is in verse 19 and also over in the second chapter in the 12th verse, he says, we better remember that we was even past feeling. How many of us today know people that will tell you before they got saved, they didn't care about anybody. They were hardened of heart to where feeling was just something that they couldn't experience. That's why I tell people that you don't even know what love is until you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's when you realize how much love God had for us. And I'll throw this in for good measure. Those of you that still have your parents today, you don't realize how much they love you until you have your own children. And then you still really don't understand that love until they're gone. Then you realize through the little things they did how much they truly loved you. I'm thankful mine loved me enough to take me to church. Amen. They made sure I knew about the Lord above everything else. Then also, the Bible teaches us that when we begin to remember all that God has done for us, that we realize that, how many of you look back over your life and say, how did I make it without God all those years? How did I make it? And I'll tell you the answer. The answer is that because somebody was praying for you. And God was watching over you and protecting you. And we need to remember tonight that God is not going to leave us. Ever. I have somebody with me every step of the journey. How many of us sometimes feel like we're walking all by ourselves? No one's gone through what I've gone through. Then we open up the book and we begin to read where the Lord said, every trial you've gone through, I've gone through it. Everything you face in life, I faced it. Just remember, if I come through it, you can, because you have me to walk with you every step of the way. Let me find a closing place tonight. He said that we need to remember that, but now we are not afar off from God, but we are made nigh unto God by the blood of Christ. We once was afar off from God. I've shared this many times. Y'all probably get tired of hearing it, but where I got saved was only about, it was a house that had been converted to a church, and it was only about as wide as this pew is to the wall. But when I looked down the aisle, it looked like it was several miles long. What that was doing was reminding me how far from God I was. But when we take that step of faith, God, who was afar off, is made nigh unto us. Nigh means close. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. Tonight, no matter where you're at, what you're going through, we need to remember, God is still in control. He is still in control. How many of you get upset by what's happening in our country and around the world? My blood just boils at times. And then I remember, Roger, you're not in control. God is. He's given the devil a certain amount of days to work. And he's working hard tonight, church. But we need to remember, God is still in control, and he is going to have the last word. As we preached on Sunday, when he comes, and all the resurrections take place. We need to remember tonight that we are not our own keeper, but we are kept by a higher power. How many of us tonight, if we look back over our life, we would have lost our salvation a long time ago. Many people lose their religion all the time. But we would have lost our salvation a long time ago. But we need to remember, we are not kept by our own power, but we're kept by God's power. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? Some of us would have tried to pawn it by now. Or tried to mortgage it. But you know what? You can't get rid of what God gave you. And I don't know anybody that would want to get rid of what God has given to us. Remember where he's brought us from. And when you get down and out, remember he's still in control. And when you think that life is so hard, and you don't know how you're going to make it, remember, he's promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us, but he'd be with us always, even to the end of this world. And then he's going to take us home. We remember that, don't we, Mark? He's going to take us home to be with him. But we forget from now till then, his eye watches over us. All seeing eye, watching you. He knows where you're at. He knows where your children are at. He knows where your grandchildren are. He knows everything about you. And he still loves you. Amen? Because some of us, if nobody else will confess, I will. Some of us aren't that lovable. Thank you, Jim. And I think he was amening himself. I hope. But we aren't. We're stubborn. Somebody say amen. Amen. We're set in our ways. Yeah. And there's times that we can't even stand ourselves. Amen. And God still loves us. Thank you, Lord. Remember, His love is unending love. It never, you know, God's love doesn't go up one day and down another. Up one day and down another. God's love is consistent. How much does He love you? So much that He gave His life so that we could have Him as our Lord and our Savior. Tonight, whenever the devil comes against you and you feel like you have nobody, remember, you got a church that loves you. And remember, you've got God. And when you can't talk to nobody else, anybody else ever talk to the Lord? I mean, just talk to Him. You know, not just that when you're down praying. But I can remember them old time folks walking through the church parking lot talking to God. I can remember them walking around the house talking to God. Sometimes I think people think that I've lost my mind because I'll go around and talk to Him. And I don't just whisper to Him. I talk to Him. Thank you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Guide me. Help me to keep my mouth shut. Right? Because remember, everything you think you ought not say. Some of y'all don't want that part, but it's true. There's things I think that I bite my tongue. You say, but people have a right to hear my opinion. No. You got a right to your opinion, but you don't have a right to share it. Some of you looking at me big eyes now. You say, but I want them to understand. What if God did that to us? Remember, He's the one who sets the path that we ought to walk in. We're not setting the path for Him to walk in. Amen? God bless you tonight. No matter what you're, where you're at, what you're going through, just remember, God is still in control. And we have God. And with Him, what did Paul say? I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. Amen. God bless you. We'll close with prayer because there's folks that need to remember. We need to remember all that God has done for us. And I think if we truly begin to count, you know, you sing that song, Count Your Blessings One by One. If we begin to count them, what we're doing is we're remembering all the things that God has done for us. The devil will say, well, what about those things that you prayed for and you didn't get? God said you don't need them. Right? If I pray and ask God for something, I don't get it. It must be that I don't need it. He didn't say He would supply our wants. He said He'd supply our needs. You say, but I really need this. There's a lot of things God could give us that would take us away from God. I think sometimes, and I believe God can prosper us. Don't get me wrong now. But sometimes I think God's prospered us so much that we forgot where we came from. Where we came from. Let's pray tonight. Each and every one that would join us as we go before the Lord in prayer, asking God to help us to remember all that He has done for us. Dear Lord, I praise You tonight for Your word and for Your spirit. I praise You, God, that You've given us everything that we have stood in need of. Lord, and even given us along this journey some of our wants. Lord, I praise You that You're